Wednesday, 30th of September 2009. A roundup of local, regional, and international news headlines. One of the most popular reads on the internet today is a report that says German men have been voted the world's worst lovers, narrowly beating English men to the unwanted title. A poll of 15,000 women found that Germans are considered too smelly. English lovers came second because they are so lazy, while men from Sweden were branded too quick to finish and came third. Russian men crept in at 10th place amid accusations they are too hairy for the average woman. A flash poll of the women in the Kubotana offices revealed that Zimbabwean men aren't experimental enough and don't know the first thing about sexy pillow talk. Press 5 now, leave a message and join the conversation. According to Global Visas, the Home Affairs Department in South Africa has announced that it will launch a new 90-day visa waiver program for Zimbabweans who wish to move to South Africa to find work. Zim Online reports that University of Zimbabwe law lecturer Jeff Falto has emerged as the leading candidate from 25 applicants following interviews of prospective commissioners to the Independent Zimbabwe Electoral Commission by Parliament on Monday. A daily newspaper entitled Newsday is to be launched in Zimbabwe in November. The publisher is Trevor Ngube, owner of two weekly Zimbabwean papers, The Independent and The Standard, and chairman of the South African-based M&G Media. IRIN News Service reports that the increasing incidence of wildfires is eroding food production in Zimbabwe. About 46,000 hectares of arable land has gone up in flames in recent months. The Environment Management Agency spokesperson, Deliwe Utete, said the new farmers did not appreciate the importance of fire breaks, and the situation was compounded by the absence of environment officers, who used to educate communities about fire management. When CNN visited a primary school in Mguza, in the southwest of Zimbabwe, headmaster Nonkululeko Ndlovu said that at one point teachers used charcoal as a substitute for chalk. There are no textbooks to talk about at the moment. I remember the last textbooks were bought sometime in 2000 or so, when we were still getting government grants, but now we don't have anything. Education Minister David Coltart says he inherited a catastrophic system when he took over in February. NewZimbabwe.com says that a committee investigating reports of new farm invasions is expected to present its preliminary report on Thursday. The government put together a cross-party team led by Deputy Prime Minister Arthur Mutumbara to investigate reports of fresh farm invasions after a power-sharing government took office in February. The task force is now ready with its report, according to Industry and Commerce Minister Welshman Ngube, who is set to receive the initial findings in his capacity as chairman of a body set up to monitor compliance with a power-sharing agreement signed between the country's three main parties. AFP reports that South African President Jacob Zuma on Tuesday threw his weight behind calls for tougher policing against gun-toting criminals in one of the world's most violent societies. South Africa is one of the world's worst crime-hit countries, with statistics released last week reflecting nearly 50 murders a day. South Africa's crime rate, with its massive level of violence, was abnormal and needed extraordinary measures, said Zuma. And in related news, almost a third of South African youth have been victims of crime in the past 12 months. This, according to a study released by the Centre for Justice and Crime Prevention in Johannesburg yesterday. BBC News reports that Angola has reached a preliminary deal with the International Monetary Fund for loans of up to $890 million. IMF Mission Chief Lamin Lee said the loans would help alleviate the nation's immediate cash flow pressures. More than 23 million people, equivalent to one-third of the UK population, are being pushed towards severe hunger and destitution across East Africa, international aid agency Oxfam has warned as it launches a £9.5 million emergency appeal. CNN reports that a magnitude 8 earthquake struck the Pacific near American Samoa, triggering towering tsunami waves that gushed over the island, leaving at least 22 people dead. According to the Telegraph UK newspaper, ordinary Chinese citizens hoping to come onto the streets of Beijing to watch a triumphant military parade to celebrate 60 years of communist rule have been ordered to stay at home and watch the event on television. Any thoughts that a spontaneous flag-waving crowd might gather to cheer on the 180,000 marchers as they walk through Beijing's Tiananmen Square have been scotched by security fears following recent riots in China.